They're calling it one of the biggest cases in Czech criminal history. Alleged mafia boss David Burdík and 35 members of his gang were marched into a Prague court on Wednesday to stand trial for a total of 34 crimes, including armed robbery, kidnapping and murder. Rob Cameron has been following the Burdík case and joins me now in the studio. Rob, this sounds pretty much like a Hollywood film. I thought the Czech Republic was supposed to be quite a nice, safe, peaceful country. What's this all about?
Well, yes, Peter, it is at first glance, but under that peaceful exterior is a seedy world of criminal gangs, corrupt policemen and brutal crimes. And at the top of the heap, or rather at the top of the heap, as was until recently, was David Burdík, who allegedly commanded a 35-man criminal gang responsible for kidnapping, robbing and in several cases killing businessmen. And what's more, there were several policemen involved too.
OK, well, can you give us a few more details about how the Burdík gang actually operated?
Yeah, so the gang's speciality was dressing up as members of an elite police unit, wearing balaclavas and even carrying police weapons, and then robbing rich businessmen. Often businessmen were kidnapped and held in remote cottages in the countryside and beaten until they agreed to pay up. Another of the gang's specialities was dressing up as traffic policemen and stopping lorry drivers, who they then kidnapped and dumped in the middle of the forest after making off with the goods.
Okay, well, it does make you wonder a little bit how they actually get hold of all these uniforms for a start. How do they do that?
Well, quite easily, actually, Peter, because David Burdík and his colleagues had cultivated close links with the Czech police. Five of the gang are themselves former cops, three of them detectives. And prosecutors say the former police officers in the gang were even believed to have thought up some of the most brutal crimes themselves.
Well, as we said, it sounds a bit like quite a bad Hollywood film. I mean, do they actually look the part of these hardened criminals?
They certainly do, or many of them do anyway. It might only be a matter of time before some canny Czech film director turns the story into a feature film. Many of the gang are bodybuilders and former bouncers. So that means big biceps, closely cropped hair and menacing faces. It's a Hollywood scriptwriter's dream, really. And there were so many of them in court on Wednesday that some of their lawyers had to stand because there was no room on the benches.
Well, how long is it all expected to last, or this
well,
big trial?
36 defendants, 34 crimes, so that will take several months at least. The court is expected to call more than 100 witnesses for crimes going back 10 years, and several of the accused, including David Burdík himself, have already been convicted for other crimes, so they're already in prison. And the fate of the millions of crowns that prosecutors believe the gang earned is, for the most part, unknown. Burdík and his mini-mafiosi seem to have done a very good job of hiding it.
OK, Rob, sounds very interesting. Thank you very much, Rob Cameron.